The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Good morning, everybody. We survived the storm, it appears. Hope you're all dug out and all that fun stuff and ready for another day here in the Berkshires. Bob Heck here on a Tuesday morning. You're listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And let's take a look at the aforementioned weather. Potentially some more garbage coming later this week. Here's the forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. Cold with highs in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 10 below this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with snow likely after midnight. Snow may be heavy at times after midnight. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Cold with lows around 7 above. Temperature rising to around 16 after midnight. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of snow 60%. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Snow in the morning, then a chance of snow or rain showers in the afternoon. Total snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches. Night is cool with highs in the mid-30s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
It's never good when the forecast is a minute long here on the old thing there. You know, it's never good when it outlasts the music. What's up, everybody? Bob Heck here, 7:32 on a Tuesday morning. Thank you for tuning in. Just me today, no guest. I'll explain why in just a few minutes, but there's a couple of things I want to talk about first pertaining to PCTV and WTBR. We got a Music Bingo event coming up Thursday. Now, I'll be at Shire Tavern tonight for Music Bingo, our regularly scheduled program. But coming up Thursday at 6 p.m., we got Music Bingo, and it's going to benefit PCTV and WTBR. Prizes, lots of fun. If you've never done it before, this is a good entry-level Music Bingo show, I suppose, for you to check out. You can go to pittsfieldtv.org. Again, pittsfieldtv.org to buy your tickets for Music Bingo. Again, it's this Thursday at Shire Tavern, 6 p.m. Their full menu's available. Their full bar's available. And we appreciate Matt and the gang over at Shire Tavern for opening up their doors to allow us to do a Music Bingo, a fundraiser for PCTV and WTBR. And another thing we got coming up, we just sort of announced it yesterday because, really, we had nothing better to do yesterday. With all the city meetings canceled and, you know, the snowmageddon coming in. So everyone sort of had to work from home to keep everybody safe. PSA days, if you're a local nonprofit here in the Berkshires, every year we open up our studio for a few days to give you the opportunity to come in and record a video or a 30-second radio spot that will air here on WTBR. And the video, you can do whatever you want with, you know. And this is something that if you called up, you know, a production company, it's going to run you in the thousands of dollars to make this video. We're letting you do it for free with all of our cool stuff here at PCTV. So if you are in any way, shape, or form interested in that, reach out, psadays@pittsfieldtv.org, psadays@pittsfieldtv.org. The dates for PSA Days this year, Thursday, April 9th, Friday, April 10th, and Saturday, April 11th. Thursday, we stay open until 9 o'clock for you. Saturday, we open our doors from 9 to 1. And, you know, regular business hours there on the old Friday. So, PSA Days at pittsfieldtv.org. Again, if you're a nonprofit organization here in the Berkshires, want to do a video, put that together, reach out to us. Spots are starting to fill up. Again, we just sort of announced this yesterday. Spots are starting to fill up. And That is at PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. We don't have the stuff on the website yet. That's how breaking this is. That's how breaking news this is. I'm sure we'll get that up on the website today. But if you want your pick of times, the pick of the litter, if you will, reach out to us today. PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. And again, that is coming up on April 9th, 10th, and 11th this year. So if you are a local nonprofit, reach out. Let us help you out with a video there that and save you some money and a great way to promote your organization. So we are in the studio here on a Tuesday. Again, Bob Heck here. And that means the city of Pittsfield must have done a pretty good job plowing. Pretty good job plowing. You know, as much crap as everybody gives the Pittsfield DPW, they did an outstanding job on this storm. And they were very transparent from the beginning. Like, if this is as bad as they say it's going to be, you may not see pavement for a couple of days. Just know we're working at it. And we're trying. And by 3 p.m. yesterday, the main roads were perfect. Absolutely perfect. I had to venture out yesterday afternoon. We were all stocked up on milk and bread, but there were some other supplies that we were sort of negligent on. And yeah, so the city of Pittsfield did a pretty good job with the plowing this time. And let me step back for a minute. It is Bob Heck in the studio by myself today. Why am I doing this? Because every so often, we might do this every couple of months or so, where I just sort of go on and clear the decks of things that are on my mind and things like that. Plus, you know, this is completely different for me. You know, I did morning radio for years where I had, you know, 2-minute hits of things I had to fill. This is a whole hour. So I'm sort of pushing myself as a broadcaster to try and do something new. And it'll get better every time you do it, I would think. But just a lot of fun to try new things. We got a lot we're going to talk about today, hopefully. But again, City of Pittsfield did a great job plowing. Got to give them kudos for that. This morning, everything's perfect. The kids are back in school. Miracle. You know, nobody. I think we had a delay in Southern Berkshire. But other than that, everyone's back in school today for the most part. As far as I know. I didn't really look it up this morning because I didn't need to. But great job to the city of Pittsfield for doing the plowing and things like that. And people keep sending me dumb messages on my phone. Some are good messages. My daughter's texting me that they did not do a good job plowing. It's fine. It looks great out there. And thank you for tuning in. Here, it's a morning drive for the plow. Joe DeSico sent me a message, too, saying his event at Proprietors was awesome. And I saw the videos, and I had to do karaoke for kids. And I didn't have the opportunity to get down there, but all the videos I saw looked awesome. The bagpiper was awesome. They raised a ton of money for striking out cancer in the Berkshires. I'm really looking forward to that event in June. And we'll have Joe back on to talk about it. A little later on as we get closer to that. But again, I was impressed with the plowing and what the city looks like right now. The snowbanks are being obnoxious again, but that's all right. But what I don't understand, and here is what I don't understand. The press conferences before the storms, and I may have done this on air before. I know I've done it on Facebook. But nothing irritates me more than seeing the governors of states affected by a winter storm coming up on the, they do their little press conferences, and instead of wearing their regular governor clothes, they wear the windbreakers. Like, what are you doing? Are you doing some shoveling after the press conference? Are you going to hop in a snowplow? Watch me do this. And even then, well, why do you have to wear the windbreaker for that? The hurricanes are even better, because then the governors add the ball cap, right? They got to wear the ball cap as well as the windbreaker. So I just don't understand. And this is happening 3-4 days before the storm. There's nothing. There's no wind to break yet. Why are you wearing the windbreaker? I never understood it. Somebody's got to explain that, because somebody somewhere once decided, well, we should wear a windbreaker before the storm. I need to know the origins of this. If anybody out there has a link to the origins of why the governors dressed down for the press conferences 4 days before the storm to talk about the storm, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. And on another note, the weather people, the meteorologists, I need to know the origins of this as well. Why is it when a big storm's in progress, they can't wear the suit anymore, like a normal person? They can't wear the normal suit anymore. Take the jacket off, that's fine. But like the rolling up the sleeves and the, you know, the loosening of the tie, they look like the divorced dad going to the bar after losing custody of their kids in court. When did that start and why is that a thing? Why can't you just take the jacket off? That's fine. But you don't need to roll up the sleeves and all that. I would love to learn the origins of that. And if there's somebody out there that knows the origins of that, or we should have a meteorologist on at some point. Not even talk about weather. Talk about why do you dress the way you do depending on the weather? What is the big deal? Why do you got to roll up the sleeves? Gonna roll up the sleeves now. We can't figure out what this forecast is gonna be. Gotta get them sleeves rolled up. I never understood it. And I never understood the governors who aren't gonna do anything but sit in the command center at best. They're gonna sit in the command center at best and do some command center stuff. Like they're not out in the storm shoveling. They're not going to be in the line of fire of the wind. And hell, some of these storms, like the governors down south when they wear their windbreaker for the hurricanes and their ball cap, it's going to be 170-mile-an-hour winds, but maybe. 170-mile-an-hour winds. That windbreaker's not going to hold up to that. But they got to wear the windbreaker. Maybe they do a photo op where they throw a sandbag on something. See, I'm doing my part. That's why I wore the windbreaker today. Got to throw the sandbag out there for the photo op. And I mean, at least the temperatures around here haven't been as bad, although we're going to dip to, we're talking about wind chill values as low as 6 below. Before I left, the last week or so, the temperatures have been okay. But when I went down to Florida, when I flew out of Albany Airport, it was 24 degrees below zero. I went down to Florida with my brothers and my dad. Well, my dad lives there, but went down to play golf for a few days. So we get down there, and my dad's like, it's a little chilly today, huh? And I just wanted to kick him. Like, it was 24 below zero when I left Albany. It was 24 below zero. This is awesome. Oh, it's only 60-something degrees today. You know how much people up north would kill for 60-something degrees today? Do you have any idea? And it's just annoying when he was, oh, it's a little chilly today. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, it was a great trip down there. The weather was beautiful the whole time. My dad thought it was a little chilly. He had the windbreaker on, you know. And that's an appropriate time to wear a windbreaker when it's 60 degrees out. And it's sort of on that borderline between chilly and not so chilly. That's the appropriate time to wear the windbreaker. That's what the windbreaker is made for. So... Yeah, it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. What a great sports weekend, huh? This past week or so. And I'm not going to get into the political stuff of it, of the Olympics. I watched more of the Olympics this year than I normally do. I watched a lot more from the past few days of the Olympics. Because I don't typically watch because there's other sports going on. But this time there really wasn't. They had the NBA All-Star break. You had the, obviously the NHL players were all over playing in the Olympics. So you never really got an opportunity to – there weren't really much else on. And the NBA says 44 million people watched their All-Star game. What a bunch of lying liars who lied. There's absolutely no way. I've spoken to nobody who watched 1 second of the NBA All-Star weekend, not 1 second of it. So I did get to watch a bit of the Olympics. And, you know, we did our four-year reacquainting with curling. Which is interesting. You learn the rules of curling and then you forget about them for 4 years. But apparently, after you spin it, you can't touch it with your finger, as the Canadians found out or were accused of and then absolutely did it. I mean, the curling, they got a. They're calling that gold medal tainted because they went full Belichick and sort of cheated their way through that. That curling tournament. But the hockey was awesome. The hockey was awesome. Both men's and women's. That goal to end the women's game in three. First off, 3-on-3 for the gold medal is garbage. You want to do the 3-on-3 overtimes in the preliminary rounds and things like that. By all means, do it. But 3-on-3 for a gold medal is, I don't like that one bit. I assume the reasoning is we don't have all night to play these games. And, you know, if you play 5-on-5, some of these games could go to double, triple overtime. And, you know, both those games on the men and women, U.S. Canada, played very tight. So you could have gotten into a double, triple overtime situation. And once you get into the overtimes, everyone plays real tight, and you just don't want to make the big mistake. 3-on-3, it's a lot different because, you know, 3-on-3 hockey is a possession game at that point. If you have possession of the puck, you're a favorite until you lose possession of the puck, and then the other team's the favorite. But it's very much a, if you have possession, you sort of dictate the pace. And, you know, let's start with the girls' game, the women's game. You know, they just went back and forth and back and forth. And then that great play, I can't think of her name off the top of my head. That's one of the prettiest goals you'll ever see. That right there is one of the prettiest goals you'll ever see, where she dangled through the defense. First off, how is she so wide open at the blue line? How is she so wide open at the blue line? Canada was on a line change, and she ended up just wide open. Why can't I think of her name? She plays for the Boston Women's Professional Hockey League. She was wide open. The defenseman got back. She goes through to the defenseman and puts the puck in the net. If you haven't seen it yet, and I don't know how you haven't seen it yet, because it's been all over the place, as well it should be. Just one of the prettiest goals you'll ever see, and America wins gold. But again, I didn't like the 3-on-3, even though we won, didn't like the 3-on-3. And then on the men's side, what a game that was Sunday morning. What a game that was. It's not often that I get to set my alarm to watch sports that early in the morning. And I'll tell you right now, I sure as hell don't do those for the NFL international games, because they're typically terrible. They're typically not very good at all. So I don't set an alarm for that. I think the last time I set an alarm was when the U.S. played Russia back in the, I think it was the semifinals back 100 years ago. I forget when it was. Not 80. Not 1980. The one with that guy for the Capitals, whose name I can't think of either. I should write this stuff down. Took like 15 straight penalty shots and scored on all of them to keep the U.S. in the game. That game was awesome, too. But this was a really good game. U.S. gets the scoring started, and it just looked like it was only a matter of time before Canada was going to get their goal. Connor Hellebuyck was tremendous in goal, absolutely tremendous in goal. That paddle save is ridiculous. Macklin Celebrini gets a breakaway, and Hellebuyck stones him. Absolutely stones him. Macklin Celebrini, one of the best players in hockey right now. He's going to be a runaway rookie of the year. And then Connor McDavid, he has a breakaway, and he can't score. Again, these are two of the best hockey players in the world. And on breakaways, because of defensive lapses by the U.S., and Hellebuyck stands tall both times. Makes that ridiculous paddle save. And eventually, Canada gets their goal, as we all expected to happen. I mean, MacKinnon said, we'll get to MacKinnon in a minute. But MacKinnon said, you know who the better team was out there today. Yeah, that Canada was the better team. Absolutely. We all know going in, Canada was the better team. But this is as close as the U.S. has been to them in a long time. They weren't the better team, but they were closer than they typically are to being the better team. And MacKinnon, oh boy. Oh boy. Has he slept since he missed that wide open net? Has he slept at all since missing that wide open net? Just absolutely incredible. I cannot believe they didn't score there. And that was the ball. That was the game. If MacKinnon scores on that, if Canada goes up 2-1, this thing's over. This thing's over. They could just collapse back on defense. Nobody's better in the world in that than Canada. And they can hold this lead. But they never got ahead in this game. They never got ahead in this game. And then OT, and you hear everybody complaining, and I complain about it too. I complained about it a few minutes ago. 3-on-3 hockey's terrible. It's not terrible. I'm going to take that back. It is fun. 3-on-3 hockey is fun as hell. When it's meaningless, right? When it's for 1 point in an NHL game. When it's for 1 point in an NHL game. It's fun. It's a completely different game, but it's a gimmick. It's like it's like if Major League Baseball did a home run derby. In extra innings, like they used to do at Wacona Park with the Pittsfield Suns. Fun as hell. Absolutely fun, but it shouldn't be determining championships. It shouldn't be determining gold medals. But for the Canadians who complain about that, Canada goes into that 3-on-3 as massive favorites. Massive favorites. That line of, and obviously you're not running MacKinnon and Celebrini and McDavid on the one line, although you could have. And then just keep puck possession and just run the U.S. down with your speed. But two of those guys and Suzuki on defense, those three people are a favorite against anybody. Any other three people, even if you, added Pasternak to the United States team. I mean, their three in a 3-on-3 game should be massive favorites. And they blew it. They blew it. And Hughes, who got his teeth, half of two of his teeth, he scores the game winner. The golden goal, as they call it. That was unbelievable. And that's like the big difference between... I've seen it on Twitter a few times where they show Hughes with his mashed up face coming back onto the ice and scoring the game-winning goal. And juxtapositioned with LeBron, who was basically tapped in the paint the other night and dropped like he got shot. Like, there's just no comparison. That's why I like the NBA, and I think I'm one of the only ones saying it right now. I stayed up a little later than I wanted to watching the Spurs-Pistons, which I think is going to be the NBA final. Although maybe I'm a little less hopeful of that because that game was sort of on the boring side last night, although Wembanyama is a beast, an absolute beast. Cunningham wasn't great last night. He deserves more attention than he gets. Cade Cunningham for the Detroit Pistons. I can't believe I can't just call him Cunningham because nobody knows who he is, even though he dropped, he just casually dropped 42 points and 12 assists on the Knicks the other night. And everyone's like, who's this guy? You know, and they're talking about J.D. Bickerstaff being coach of the year because the Pistons have outperformed. On what planet have the Pistons outperformed? In the planet where people don't know what they're talking about? I had the Pistons winning the East this year. I had the Pistons being the number one because they were fantastic last year. They just hadn't put it all together yet. But Cunningham, Duren, that's a great squad. They may run into a situation where they face a team with a little more experience. I thought the Pistons were going to knock the Knicks out last season. But anyways, we sort of went off on a tangent there. I was talking about hockey and then got into the NBA. I like the NBA. I like the NHL. I'm glad they're finally coming back. I mean, I'm not going to get into the politics of all of it because, God forbid, we have one thing where it's not political. And that goes for everybody, okay? I'm not talking about either side. But, you know, I'm just finally getting back to the regular sports program here in with the NBA and spring training, man. Oh, how cool is that? How cool is that? I don't care if it's a bunch of nobodies. It's baseball, baby. We're back. I think we're 31 days away from opening day. No, it's a little more than that. They're not going to play on March 20th. Maybe they are playing on March 25th. I know it's late March for some odd reason where the Red Sox have to open up in Cincinnati. The warm weather city, you know, when it's 24 below zero in Albany, you just hop a flight to Cincinnati and, you know, to warm things up. You know, it'll be another like a week or two where you can't tell the players apart because they're wearing the ski masks and stuff like that, other than the numbers. All right, it is Morning Drive here on WTBR. Thank you for tuning in. We are going to take a short time out, and on the other side, we'll talk a little more sports. We'll get into the We'll talk about the Western Mass tournament in basketball, and we'll also sort of preview the state tournament, which kicks off for some folks, I believe, today, but really gets started in earnest tomorrow. And we'll talk about that coming up here on WTBR Morning Drive.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Will you be an angel for our WTBR DJs? Every day our DJs are cold, hungry, sad and lonely, and they are crying out for help. For only 30 cents per day, WTBR can provide them with clean studios, microphones, audio board, and much, much more. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button and become a friend of WTBR. For only $8.97 per month, you can put some smiles on these faces. WTBR for the love of radio.
Pittsville residents, have you heard about Code Red? It's the city's emergency alert program, and it keeps you informed on the latest updates and notifications, including but not limited to weather-related emergencies, road closures, and water main breaks. So stay connected and be informed. Text Pittsfield to 99411 to enroll or visit cityofpittsfield.org to sign up.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome back here on Morning Drive. It is Tuesday morning, a little after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And let's take a look. Let's take a gander, as it were, at the forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny. Cold with highs in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 10 below this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with snow likely after midnight. Snow may be heavy at times after midnight. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Cold with lows around 7 above. Temperature rising to around 16 after midnight. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of snow 60%. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Snow in the morning, then a chance of snow or rain showers in the afternoon. Total snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches. Night is cool with highs in the mid-30s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
You'll have to take their word for it. You know, once the forecast gets that long, my ADD takes over, and oh, squirrel, can't concentrate on the forecast anymore. I can tell you it's 12 degrees right now at our Federico Drive studios. It's Bob Heck here on Morning Drive. Back to the top of the show, where I mentioned a couple of things coming up for PCTV that we would love for you to be a part of. Coming up on Thursday, Music Bingo at Shire Tavern to benefit PCTV and WTBR. I'm not going to get into the funding and really bore you, but if you're curious about what PCTV and WTBR actually does and how we're financed and all that fun stuff, you can always reach out to me. And I'll be happy to give you a tour. But back to the Music Bingo. That is $20 a person. That's coming up on Thursday. You get to play four games. It's about a two-hour show. We'll have you out of there by 8 o'clock to watch Matlock or whatever is on at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. So you can get your tickets at pittsfieldtv.org, pittsfieldtv.org. Get your tickets there. And if you have a large group, get your tickets at pittsfieldtv.org and then call Shire and make a reservation. They'll hook you up. Matt and the crew there is great, and we thank them for letting us be a part of, for letting us do the our Music Bingo event there. So we'd love to see you on Thursday night. And we also have PSA Days coming up. PSA Days, basically, if you're a nonprofit here in the Berkshires, particularly Pittsfield, we would love to have you. We give you the opportunity to come on down. We give... take 3 days and turn the studios over to you. And it's April 9th, 10th, and 11th this year. April 9th, we stay open till 9 o'clock on the Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5, because we're not staying late on a Friday. But we're back Saturday morning from 9 to 1. So if, you know, your job precludes you from coming and making a PSA for your nonprofit organization. You do have after hours and the opportunity on a Saturday to do it as well. And basically, it's your opportunity to make a up to two minute video for your organization. We show you how to do everything. You just provide everything. We provide the cameras and the editing, and you know, you really get a taste of what happens at PCTV through the PSA days. So if you're interested, if you have a nonprofit organization in the Berkshires and you're interested in participating in PSA days, you can book your spot now or just ask for more information. I'll be happy to do that as well. PSA days at pittsfieldtv.org. Again, PSA days at pittsfieldtv.org. And that is how you can get in touch with us, ask more questions, and book your spot for PSA days. We just sort of rolled this out yesterday to the public, as it were, to, you know, let people know this is happening. So we still have a variety of times available, but don't wait too long because the good times fill up and then, you know, it's tough to get you in. So we have a wide variety of openings right now. Reach out to us, PSA days at pittsfieldtv.org, and we can hook you up with a spot for PSA days this year. All right, let's jump into, and I don't know how deep throughout the Berkshires we're going to get into on this because we've got about 22 minutes to go. But obviously we'll focus on the Pittsfield teams because that's who I have the most familiarity. Oh boy, I know the most. I know the most. I can tell you in Division 5, Drury is the one seed in both boys and girls basketball. So that's a team looking for deep runs. Hoosick Valley is number 8. There could be a nice little clash there on the boys' side in the Elite 8. On the girls' side, Lee is at 5. Lennox is at 12. Lennox plays on, Thursday night in their first round game. Wakona on boys and girls side in the top 10. Wakona's the 5 in Division 4 on the girls side. They are the 8 on the boys side. But we'll sort of jump into Pittsfield. First off, we're in a weird spot where, you know, I saw Coach Hafey the other day, and he's like, I don't know what to do with myself. Because they haven't missed the playoffs in God knows how long. You know, when I went back on iBerkshires, they keep year-to-year numbers. And it's like, I don't remember them ever missing the playoffs. And this was sort of a rebuilding year for Taconic on the boys' side. I mean, they got a young squad. They sort of had a nice run at the end where they beat Pittsfield in the second war on the floor. They didn't just beat them. They beat them pretty good. And then shocked Wakona in the first round of the Western Mass Tournament, setting up our annual semifinal meeting between Pittsfield and Taconic in the Western Mass Tournament. So we got to see that again, and you know, that's where the magic ran out a little bit. But that's a good little squad. They just need some time. Primarily a sophomore-based basketball team. So I think they'll be back next year creating trouble in Western Mass, as they typically do. The Pittsfield boys, sort of a down year for them as well. Last year they were, they were definitely a top 10 seed. I think they lost in the Elite 8 to Lynn Classical. There's a lot of schools in Lynn there. I think it was Lynn Classical they lost to. This year they are the 28 seed, and they'll be hosting a preliminary game tomorrow against Medway. That is tomorrow at 6 p.m. We'll have live coverage of that game here on PCTV, of course, obviously. And we'll be on the air at 5:55 for that. But, you know, if you're around and there's not too many TV broadcasters that will ever say, don't watch the TV, go to the game. Go to the game. This is going to be a fun one between Pittsfield and Medway. The winner moves on to Springfield High School, or Sci-Tech, as we call them. They're listed as Springfield High School of Sciences and Technology. We call them Sky, SciTech. And they won the Western Mass Championship game against Pittsfield. And that's a fun team, man. SciTech was a really fun team to watch. And, you know, Pittsfield hung in there pretty good for a little bit. But SciTech, just the better team. They got rolling in the second half. Deep bench, really good squad. I'm surprised they're a five because they looked like they were a top four seed from what I saw from them the other night. But I think they'll make some noise in the Western Mass tournament. On the girls' side, Taconic didn't make it this year. They're still trying to turn that program around after being a perennial powerhouse for a good chunk of time. But they need a little bit of time to, you know, get that program back together. And, you know, same for the boys, but I think the boys will be back next year. All right, let's talk about the Pittsfield girls. And they are the number two seed in the state tournament. And, you know, they had that game, that Western Mass game against South Hadley. For the third straight year, they faced off against the Western Mass champion. They faced off for the Western Mass championship 2 years in a row at Holyoke Community College. I understand if you went to that game, from what I've heard, they're going to invest in those bleachers, so it doesn't look like a war-torn country. Those bleachers, I mean, you just heard crack, 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 crack as the bleachers collapsed underneath people's bottoms. You tried to walk on the bleachers. You were going to break your ankle. I mean, I can't believe no one's gotten injured at that place yet. But I understand there's going to be an investment for next year. I think the Lennox girls were out there last year as well. So nothing's changed. It's only gotten worse. But they'll play the winner of Swampscott and Tantasqua Regional Senior High School. And that game, we're hearing, is going to be on Friday. It's not officially on the website as of yet. But those Swampscott and Tantasqua, they're playing tomorrow. So we assume that game is going to be on Friday. And, you know, that's always fun. It's always fun. One of those teams going to come across the state on a Friday to come to Pittsfield. So that's always a good time. The Generals lost that Western Mass Championship game. That was a rough one. That was a rough one. We saw, you know, they're somewhat Jekyll and Hyde, that team. They're somewhat Jekyll and Hyde in the sense that, you know, even in that particular Western Mass game, that Western Mass championship game, for about an 8 minute stretch from the midway point of the first quarter to maybe even closer to halftime, that team we saw for those 8 to 10 minutes is a state championship team. That team's a state championship team. They're hitting their layups. They're dominating on defense, which creates their offense. I mean, they have a little trouble when they're forced to be in that half-court set on offense. But the defense creates so many turnovers that they're scoring a ton on the fast break. And that's them at their best. If they're creating turnovers and scoring on the fast break, they're a dominant team. They're the best team in the state when they're doing that. Springfield Central, who may very well be the best team in the state up in Division I, Pittsfield should have beaten them at home. Pittsfield absolutely should have beaten them at home. But we saw the same things in that Springfield Central game that we saw in that South Hadley State Championship game, where they just couldn't score. They just couldn't score. The layups weren't falling. The free throws weren't falling. And if this team is built to get to the line and have free throws, absolutely built to do that, and they just stopped making free throws in the second half. I think there was one point, if you were listening to the broadcast or watching the broadcast on PCTV of the Western Mass Championship game, you know, somewhere in that second half, I stopped being the professional broadcaster and started calling the game as a fan as well, like a professional version of a fan. And You know, and they pointed it out to me at the office when I got back here the next day. You know, you just heard they missed a free throw, and I just went, I didn't even say anything. I didn't say, she missed it. I just went, it was just an audible sigh because, you know, I fell into fan mode at that point because, you know, listen, a lot of these girls in that team have been with that team for 4 years, and they've been really good for 4 years. And I really want them to win a state championship. I really wanted them to win the Western Mass championship. You know, I've seen these girls from their freshman year, and they work hard. They deserve to be in that they deserve to be in that state championship game, and they deserve to win it. But they got to play more like the first half of that game against South Hadley. And I'm hoping that that's one of them good losses there. Because they were rolling for a little bit. They had won 7 in a row going into that Western Mass Championship game. And I'm not going to say they were complacent. It just fell apart on them in the second half. But is that one of those good losses where, you know, Christy Conyers gets to say, look at that. Look at that. You were up 17 and you sort of changed gears, right? You didn't go, you weren't in your top gear. You sort of dropped back a little bit, didn't you? You can't do that. You can't do that. Particularly in the state tournament. You could do that in the first couple of games. I mean, they're not going to have any Swampscott to Tansqua. I don't care. They're going to drill. They're going to drill them. But that team in the second half of that South Hadley game, you know, and I went into that game and I'm like, all right, we're going to blow out South Hadley and we're going to roll to the Final Four and roll to that state championship game. And then the second half, you're like, oh, I forgot about that. I forgot it could just all fall apart at any time. You know, and this is a team that's 2 years in a row. North Reading comes out as like an 18-16 seed, you know, in games that the Pittsfield should have won. And not only did they dominate and win the basketball game, but those fans brought a bus. And, you know, they had a huge fan base there, and there was nobody there supporting Pittsfield. It really upset me. And, you know, I really made a point last year to, like, get out to these games. And you should get out to these games. I mean, make your plans Wednesday as the boys take on Medway. And then Friday, the Pittsfield girls. And Pittsfield girls are going to host throughout. You know, we talked, you know, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seed. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's cool to say you're the one seed. But who cares? If you are in the top four, you're going to host throughout the regular playoffs because the Final Four is on a neutral site anyways. So that doesn't matter. It's just seeding. It's just arithmetic. It's just a number next to your name if you are in that top four. Now, the Wakona girls, right? The Wakona girls, and I'm looking through all the... there they are. The Wakona girls are a 5. That's a different animal. I mean, that's a rough one because they'll host up until the Elite 8. And if everything goes chalk, they'll have to go to Millbury for that Elite 8 game. And, like, mere percentage points separated those two teams. Mere percentage points separated those two teams. So, I mean, they're going to have to hope for a loss in the top four to have that home game in the Elite 8, which is so important because, you know, once you get deeper into the tournament, you're not going 20 minutes to Drury from Wakona. You're going 2 hours to Millbury, which is a substantial difference, right? A substantial difference. But Swampscott, I mean, on a Friday night, that's 3 hours. That's 3 hours getting out here to Pittsfield, getting through that traffic. on that on 128. Oh, no, that's not fun at all. That's going to be a long ride for Swampskin if they win tomorrow night against Tantasqua. Regardless, they're going to be getting off the bus, having had a long bus ride to get to Pittsfield, and then you got to deal with the aggressiveness of that Pittsfield girls team, where they're just in your face and creating offense off of their defense for the entire time. I mean, I just really hope that loss against South Hadley in the Western Mass Championship game they were probably favored by for sure, and a game they were up 17 points in, and it just fell apart on them. It just absolutely fell apart on them. We had about 15 minutes between the girls game and the Pittsfield boys game against SciTech, and I just went out in the parking lot, and I wandered around the parking lot for about 5 minutes because I just didn't have words. I just didn't have words for what had happened. You know, I'm just wandering around the parking lot muttering to myself. It was such a rough ending to that game, but I really hope, and I really feel it was a good loss, and it's going to be a springboard for a deep run into the Western Mass Championship. Not Western Mass. Why do I keep saying that? It's a springboard into the state championship because those girls deserve it. That's a great squad. A lot of them been with them from the beginning, last 4 years. You know, they came so close last year to get into that state title game. And this year, I hope they get there. They absolutely deserve it. 8:21 right now, just before 8:30, we've got a few minutes to go. Just want to let you know, again, coming up Thursday night, we'll do the old cheap plugs to close the show there. Bunch of cheap plugs. How about that? Wednesday night, tomorrow, PHS boys take on Medway. That's a 6 o'clock start. We'll be live in the air on PCTV, ETV 1302, PCTV selects one. I'm just trying to think because if there's a meeting, it might be two with the school committee. I don't know. It'll be on Facebook. We'll be on ETV. We'll be on one of the PCTV select channels. Might be one or two. I don't know off the top of my head. Because I think there's a school committee meeting tomorrow that's going to bump us to the secondary channels. Thursday music bingo at Shire Tavern, $20. I mean, 20 bucks is 20 bucks. Come on down. Chance to win some great prizes. And support PCTV and WTBR. That's $20. That's at Shire Tavern. You can get your tickets right now at PittsfieldTV.org. PittsfieldTV.org. You can get your tickets right now there. And coming up also, PSA Days. If you're a local nonprofit, reach out to us. PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. We'll have more information up on our website at some point this week about this. And if you've never participated before, you know, there's people out there like, yeah, PSA Days is coming back. And they've done it for a while. They know the deal. But if you've never done it before, it's an opportunity to make a video for your organization. You know, it costs you thousands of dollars to do it on your own. Or you could do the iPhone thing and it's going to look like crap. You know, we're going to give you a real video and you can use it wherever you want. And we also give you an opportunity to do a 30-second radio commercial. You'll hear a lot of the nonprofit organization 30-second commercials here on WTBR. Those were, for the most part, created through PSA Days. And we just run them forever as long as, you know, the organization exists and you don't promote anything specific. Because if you promote an event coming up next month, yeah, we'll do it. But then we got to get rid of it after a month. So if you just do like a 500-foot view of your organization and a 30-second ad, we can run that bad boy forever here on WTBR. And it's an opportunity to, you know, create a video. You know, put it on your YouTube page. Put it up on your website. So many things you could do with it. and, you know, we show you how to do it. We tell you the materials we need from you. You put the bones together, so to speak, and we make the rest of it come to life. How cool is that? I'm not just saying that because I work here. I mean, that's wicked cool. You're getting a video for absolutely nothing for your organization. And we're proud to do it. PSA Day is coming up again. We've been doing it for a while. And again, this year it's April 9th, 10th, and 11th. You go to PSA Day, PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. Just drop a line there to book your time. Or if you have any questions about PSA Days, you could just drop a line there, PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. And then Friday, the Pittsfield girls gets things started on their side of the ledger. They have a bye. They're not playing in the preliminary round, nor should they be. But Swampscott and Tasqua, they are playing in the preliminary round. I can't talk today. That game is tomorrow at 7. The winner of that game is going to come to Pittsfield Friday night. I believe that's going to be a 6 o'clock start. I believe on Friday night it's going to be on East Street. I can tell you that right now. It's going to be at the PHS gym, and we'll have live coverage of that on Friday. Coming up on the show tomorrow, I'm really excited. We've been sort of trading emails trying to make this happen. The Springfield Thunderbirds, they're trying to make a playoff push. We've got Ryan Smith, their play-by-play guy. He's going to be on the show tomorrow talking about the Springfield Thunderbirds. And I want to learn about him as well. I don't know if you've ever heard his broadcasts on Flow Sports. I think he just does an absolutely terrific job. And I'm looking forward to having him on the show tomorrow. So, that's aggressive. So that's tomorrow morning here on Morning Drive on WTBR. Ryan Smith, play-by-play guy for the Springfield Thunderbirds. Thank you all for tuning in. Very much appreciate it. And we will be back with you tomorrow here on 89.7 WTBR Morning Drive.